we believe that when God created us, everybody needs love and companionship, and we all need our interpersonal relationship. For us, we all crave for love. What kind of love do we crave for? We like unconditional love. We have this secret desire or longing. Although we hope that although there's someone who knows all our ugly side, despite knowing all this, they will still love us. They can accept us. This is what we all want to have. When they want to receive this unconditional love, they have this. So where can I find this kind of love? It has to come from a spouse, from a companion. It has to come from a man or woman who loves me. Some people who are single. So for some single, they will have some fear. They have some worries. They may think, what if for my whole life, I'm single for my whole life? So if I have some joy and sorrows, who can I share it with? If I want to travel, who can go with me for holidays? When there are some public holidays, who has time to go with me? In more practical terms, when I'm older, if I have no kid, I have no companion, who will take care of me? Will I be very pitiful? Not just before I get old, so even when I leave now, as I leave week after week, sometimes when I feel very lonely, what should I do? So for singles, they may have such problem, but the Bible has tell us something very important. So when the Bible tells us intimacy, does not just come from marriage. If you want to solve the problem of loneliness, it's not just to be solved through a marriage. So of course, we need to acknowledge there are certain challenges for singles. So we cannot just say there's no struggles and challenges for singles. If we know God's truth, we need to know. Although it's not easy to be single, but it doesn't mean there's no way out, or it doesn't mean there's no answer. We need to dispel some of the misconception of being single. So a single can also refer to those who are divorced, or they are widowed, or single parents. So all these have the different complexities, and we must have answers in singleness. So what are some of the wrong mindsets of being a singleness? First, so we must not feel inferior because of singleness. Last Sunday, our pastor said, marriage is good. Of course, marriage is good. We must know. So if we have the Lord, even single is good. So of course, one of the verses, it's not good for men to be alone. That is the Old Testament. That was before the fall. And this is what God says before man's fall. If we look at the Old New Testament, what did Paul say? Paul is like single also. So if it's better if he's single like Paul, So Paul is saying, what Paul is saying, it may be better to be single. So when we look at Old Testament, New Testament, we know that marriage is glorious, but it is also good to be single. So we do not need to feel inferior. some people who are single. So those who are married, those everyone who's married, there's a period where you're single. When we are single, so we start to doubt, is it because we have a problem? Why is it so hard to attract people of the opposite gender? Some people after a breakup or after they have gone through a divorce, they feel forsaken and feel rejected. Actually, it's a very hurting feeling. It harms our self-image. For some sisters, so some sisters who have never been pursued by men, is there something wrong with me? Why is nobody going after me? For brothers who is always been rejected by, if he's rejected by sisters all the time, is there something wrong with me? Is there something wrong with me? Because of these experiences, they start to doubt their self-worth. But those who know the gospel, we do not accept such lies. Because why did Jesus come? The purpose of Jesus coming is to help us to see his self-worth is not built on his marital status. It's not being, whether it's a divorced, single, married, our self-worth is built on how Christ values us so much that he is willing to sacrifice himself for us. So do not think that because you are single, you are faced with a lot of restrictions, because some practical considerations, some people are single because they are divorced or because they are a single parent. But it's not easy. But God's grace is bigger than our situation. So sometimes as a single parent, there are people who needs to be both the mother and the father. God will give them additional grace. So we have a sister in our church, Sister Vivi. She's a widower, brought up 3 children, always coming to the church and treat this church as their home. In this singleness, do not think that because I'm single, I'm handicapped, I'm short of a helper, I can't do a lot of things. So do not need to feel that I cannot shepherd those who are married or those with kids, because I lack the experience. Do not think that way, that you lack experience and cannot shepherd others. If you look at this honestly, we let our own conditions and put or constrain our perspective. How do I say this? If I'm married, so the person I know the most is, I only know one man. I may think that all the men is like that. So I always use this kind of, but actually I will assume everyone is like him. But because actually everyone is different, sometimes they have kids. Sometimes they are, so couples with kids, they will keep looking at their own kids. So all the kids need to be taught this way. There's this set of needs. This parent, because of their special need, special requirements of their child, they become more narrow-minded. They may have a fixed mindset. So when they shepherd others, they may apply all these things to others. But we know that every child is different. We need to use different ways to teach them. So those who are single may not always not be able to encourage the married ones. And those who are married may not be able to encourage other married couples, because all our marriages, our conditions are different. Some marriages So some marriages are so blissful that the spouse almost become an idol. So some marriages, they just ignore each other. Some marriages, they are a third party. So in some marriages, there are people, there are also couples with sexual problems. So so it doesn't mean that one who is married, happily married, be able to encourage another married couple. So there is some freedom. So singles can be more, when you look at other people's kids, you will be more objective. So when the singles, when they deal with different kids of relatives, they may have a more complete picture. They may have friends. They encounter different kind of marital problems. They may know couples with different marital problems. When they encourage them, they may be more objective. Their sharing may be more comprehensive. We need not have a particular experience to be used by God. In the end, whether we can be a glorious vessel of God, whether can we be able to bless others, is really dependent on God's anointing. And whether we have a heart to love others, if you really have a heart to bless people, God will use your conditions to do that. So we must pray. So do not feel inferior because you are single. The other thing we need to think about, because what else do they feel inferior? They have a... So sometimes they may feel self-pity because they are self, they are single. They think that they are very pitiful. So brothers and sisters who are single, you must remember, self-pity will not give you any power. Single should be more charming so that they can attract people of the opposite, attract a partner, but then the self-pity person is very unattractive. I know it's unattractive. What can I do? We must really overcome these feelings of self-pity. We must restore conviction. We must, if God has not given you a partner for now, or God has taken away your partner, or maybe no matter what, so when God has taken away your partner prematurely, this doesn't mean that God is loving you less. We must restore. We must know. So before the fall, in fact, God did say that it's not good for man to be alone. But after we fall, but through Paul, God has told us that single is better. So I will share later why single is even better. Don't keep holding on to Genesis 2:18. And then, last time when I was single, Genesis 2:18, if God loves me, why God let me be alone? Is it God? Did God love me less? Or does God want to give me second best? We don't hold on to Genesis 2:18. And then when you see that you are single, you feel very pity for yourself. It's not only when we are married, then our life will be complete and perfect. Actually, it's not wrong to get married. But it is wrong to think that single means you are getting only the second best. Whether you are married or single, being married or being single, it is all what God used to make us to be more like Christ. Some people are shaped by singleness. Some people are shaped by marriage to become a more glorious man or woman. So do not. So, because the ultimate, what we need most is not a husband or wife. What we need most is Christ. Because no one loves us greater than Christ to the sake of dying for us. So you must understand, as I prepared this message, I was thinking, actually, we all started as single. We are all starting from single. Because most people till end single. So in the middle, maybe you'll be married. So very hardly we see husband and wife living this world in the same day. So we know that we're single. If you pursue, your whole life is to just pursue marriage, right? So when we have no couple, when we have no spouse, and then so we'll be confused when our spouse leave us or before we found a spouse. But God tells us actually all our interpersonal relationship, all our parents with children, with brethren, it all points us to the relationship between us and God. God wants us to realize that the one that we need most is Christ. So you are most blessed and most blissful when you have Christ. So I said, don't be self-pity, don't be inferior. I also need to remind people who are not single today, those who are married. Those who are married, we need to be very careful. Sometimes if we're not careful, the way we look at them, the way we speak to them, we make them feel, they may feel that there's something wrong with themselves, or this is. So if you're all in the Lord and we know the truth, we don't just encourage them in an empty way, but we need to believe this ourselves. So don't feel inferior, don't have self-pity. Those who are single will know that it's easier for them to feel lonely, but they need not be lonely. So sometimes when we're living on our own or without a partner, sometimes we may feel lonely. This is not absolute. Don't give ourselves a very hopeless conclusion. So if I'm single, I will be lonely for life. Nobody will love me or accompany me. Actually, So we need to encourage. We cannot deny. We cannot deny their struggles. We can tell them, you won't be alone in the Lord, but we need to know. So some single, they have prayed and then prayed that God, if God wants me to be single. So even these people, even they are prepared to be single. If they encounter certain situation, it will trigger it will trigger their loneliness. Sometimes so during the pandemic, maybe there's not much encounters, so there's very few weddings to attend. So sometimes some public, so there's a family talk about children. What some singles may feel like there's a three public holidays. Who will spend all this time with me? Some people will. So I need to stay at home to watch TV. So when some holidays come, sometimes when you're sick, so I'm single. Sometimes people are single, they're okay. Sometimes when they are sick and no one takes care of them, or in daily living, or when work is very busy, nobody can share your burden, then you feel all this, when all these circumstances come. Of course, now we have social distancing. So now we have a limit of a social gathering of 2 person. Who will go out with me? So some of these things may trigger their loneliness. But what I need to say is, single and lonely is not the same. Single may not be lonely. So of course, God created us to need intimacy. But we need to know the intimacy is not only found through marriage. Intimacy, must it come from a spouse? Of course, you may not find one spouse get a very deep understanding to. It may be hard to find this in-depth love. But they have a different blessing from God. They have the breath. They have in-depth, a breath of meaningful relationships with many people. And from them, and can draw strength from them. Actually, to be honest, single have more. They have more time to manage a friendship. If you need to maintain friendship, when you need interpersonal relationship, yes, you need. So many married people will tell you, oh, I have very few best friends. So they have to take care of the chores, they have to take care of the kids, and they are so busy, they lose all their friends. So they can ask people out to have tea, and they can talk for very long. So they may not have in-depth relationship with one person, but they have a breadth of meaningful relationship. This is also God's special arrangement. So if he can cherish all the interpersonal relationship that God has put around her, her loneliness will reduce, whether he's a single parent, whether he's divorced, so their loneliness will reduce. So because God knows that it's not good for men to be alone, that's why God put us in the community. God put us in a family, and of course, God also, as a believers, God also put us in a church. So God has put us in a family, in a church, and gives us friends. And more importantly, so it doesn't not just put us in the midst of people. God has also, through Jesus, we can also be close to God. God will also, so that can satisfy us in our hearts. So we need to know, if we want to grow in the Lord, we want to be a better man or woman, we know. We do not need just a spouse to help me. If you read Ephesians 4, if you want to be a more blessed believer, we need the whole church, the body of Christ, so that we can grow in our faith. So church is another family for us. God has given, provided for us. If someone does not have a father, the brother in the church will become the father. If the child needs a mother, any sister in the church can become a mother. We need to know. The marriage is only a gift God gives us for temporarily. So many people pursue this as this is not eternal. Just now we read in the responsivity, after we leave, we depart from this world, when we go up, no matter how attractive it is, it's so temporal. So the eternal relationship is our relationship with brethren and our relationship with Jesus. If you look at this fallen world, you look around, sometimes those people who are married, so although they have a lot of sexual love, they may not have intimacy, they may not have this intimacy with others. Some in a broken family, their loneliness, their hurt, it is more than those who are single. Do not think that single means lonely. We need to struggle. Will I be lonely? What you need to struggle is, can I accept, do I despise all this interpersonal relationship God has placed in me? If we are willing, God will always put people around us. Is it family or is it brethren? Sometimes, so our struggle is that we do not enjoy the relationship God has put around us. So this is what we need to pray. So I've talked about the things, the mindset that we should not have for singles. So I know all this mindset. So what's so good of being a single? So let's read the Word of God. This is what Paul said. So 1 Corinthians chapter 7. Now for the matters you wrote about, it is God for men not to marry. But since there's so much immorality, each man should have his own wife and each woman her own husband. I say this as a concession, not as a command. I allow y'all to get married. So it's not a standard to be married. I wish that all men were as I am, but each man has his own gift from God. One has this gift, another has that. Now to the married and widows, I say it is good for them to stay unmarried as I am. But if they cannot control themselves, they should marry, for it's better to marry than to burn with passion. Now, about virgins, I have no commands from the Lord, but I give a judgment as one who by the Lord's mercy is trustworthy. Because of the present crisis, I think it is good for you to remain as you are. Are you married? Do not seek a divorce. Are you unmarried? So are you married? Are you unmarried? Do not look for a wife. But if you do marry, you have not sinned. And if a virgin marries, he has not sinned. But those who marry will face many troubles in this life. And I want to spare you this. What I mean, brothers, is that time is short. So end times is coming. From now on, those who have wives should live as they have none. I would like you to be free from concern. An unmarried man is concerned about the Lord's affair, how he can please the Lord. But a married man is concerned about the affairs of this world, how he can please this wife, and his interests are divided. And a married woman or virgin is concerned about Lord's affair. So we need to reflect on ourselves. After marriage, are we distracted from the Lord? Her aim is to be devoted to the Lord in both body and spirit. But a married woman is concerned about these affairs and how he can please her husband. I'm saying this for your own good, not to restrict you, but that you may live in the right way, in undivided devotion to the Lord. So then, he who marries the virgin does right, but he who does not marry her does even better. A woman is bound to her husband as long as he lives, but if her husband dies, he's free to marry anyone she wishes, but he must belong to the Lord. Anyone she wishes, but he must, in my judgment, she's happier if she stays as she is, and I think that I too have the Spirit of God. So let's examine what Paul said about what's so good about singleness. So you can be spared from the troubles of marriage. But Paul said there's the troubles of marriage. Although there's a beauty in marriage, there's also the challenges and sacrifice needed. A lot of people who are married, but actually a lot of people who married, they may not be open about their struggles in their marriage. So they have this false illusion. Just Paul is very clear about this. So the other thing, do not be distracted, to be devoted, undivided devotion to the Lord. Because the time is short. So Paul reminded us of these things. It's a very important truth. Very soon, all these things that we look forward to, it will pass away. So even marriage, the most blissful on earth, it will not be more valuable than what is on heaven. We must be sober-minded. It's not that we do not know the truth. We know that Jesus is coming, the second coming of Jesus is near. We know the world will pass away, but we are not clear, we are not sober-minded, those who are married. So they are so overwhelmed by the blissfulness of marriage, and they live for this temporal marriage. So those people who are not married because of their singleness, they feel so self-pity, and then they all miss the point of God. So they think that the marriage is the most important thing. They miss the perfect will of God. The single are too depressed that they can't do anything. So actually they are both not sober-minded. So it's not a sin to get married. Some God may lead a person this way, and some God may lead another person another way. When we cannot, we need to pray. We need to pray to God there to give us a marriage. If it's okay, This is his own opinion, but he knows that. And he is sharing this because he's prompted by the Holy Spirit. So we need to really take reference from, we need not, there will be. So Paul also brought about the beauty of singleness. If you look at the church history, so the most glorious ministry is through singers. The greatest work of God will accomplish through singers. So they have undivided, they have no distraction. But Paul is single. Through Paul, so many Gentiles have been saved, and how many disciples have been raised up, and how many churches has been set up. Almost the whole New Testament is written by Paul. Who is single and accomplished great? He has undivided devotion to the Lord. So that Jesus is, and of course he died on the cross and accomplished the salvation for us. It can be very glorious. Sometimes, so when we see the Lord, so can you boast this to your, can you boast this to the Lord when we see the Lord one day? So, although he's single, and he put all his heart and mind into the Lord, and he became one of the most glorious person. So what's our problem? We only think that in the mind, but our heart doesn't think that it's not. So last time when I was single, pastor keep telling me it's glorious to be single. We do not believe our heart. Do not believe. We look at the truth. We look at what the truth of God says. What Paul and Jesus has accomplished. But since God has allowed us to be single now, maybe this singleness is also temporary. Some it could be lifelong, but no matter what, those who are single, it is to grasp the unique opportunity that singleness offers us. So singles do, they do have more freedom. I'm not saying. So some people will say, hey, don't think I'm single, I'm very free. So actually, they have more freedom. They do not think about their kids, their child, their spouse, timing. If God has given us this condition, how to make the best use of this flexibility? How do we bless the people of church? So when we think about this, we must get into this misunderstanding. God wants me to serve. He doesn't care whether, wants me to do, just want me to serve Him, serve the church. He doesn't care whether I'm happy or not. This is another form of self-pity. Paul is single. Do you think he is pitiful? Do you think that nobody loves Paul? When he's busy with Lord's work, if you read the Bible, Paul has a lot of intimate brethren relationship. So many people love Paul. Take some. Aquila, Priscilla. So they can sometimes husband and wife. Some couples, it's not just that they do not have intimate relationship, but they don't even love each other. So there are people who is willing to die for him. Do you think it's pitiful? It's not. But what is the problem? But those who are single, when do we feel? When is the most painful? What is the hardest thing to endure? when we are very self-centered and we focus too much on ourselves, we don't care about God's glory and God's purpose. We all think about ourselves, what I have, what I don't have. When we over-focus on ourselves, this is the part when we will be most miserable and we will be very unhappy, because we keep thinking about ourselves, keep thinking about our own lack. We must confirm this. Actually, there's very warm interpersonal relationship. It does not come from marriage. It doesn't just come from marriage or this heartwarming relationship. It comes from loving God and loving others. I remember when I was single, so there are many new friends. So to me it's very difficult. I come to church 4 times a week. Actually, I'm not just spending time. Sometimes, because they come, it's good to come to church than to not to come to church. But when I'm single, I come to church. It's not just to kill time. When I am willing to serve in the church, and through the serving turned my focus from myself to others. So the brethren relationship is also built up when you attend more meetings. I led 2 cell group. I also do translation. So in all these things, in this serving, when I lead 2 cell group. I remember a few times. So after this, and then after, when I walk home alone at night, when I take the bus home, my after cell group, I have this joy as I walk home at night. So I give thanks to God and how, and all these brothers and sisters have given me a lot of joy. Actually, I'm scared to be single. Actually, if I do this for my whole life, be satisfied in leading the cell group, and then and go, and can carry on, actually, there's no troubles of marriage. So, of course, it's that point. I have times when I grumble or when I'm frustrated. When I was single, I told Pastor, "You think I'm very free and single, so that's why. So you give me so much tasks. Sometimes when I'm frustrated, I also say, I receive insinuation. I'll have all these married people. You just happily do your take care of family affairs and those." And then you have inheritance, you have your... So sometimes when I have this self-pity, these are all self-pity. It's all self-pity. Actually, God has eyes. God knows. God sees. God sees. Although she has struggles, he or she... And if he is willing to gladly serve the Lord, although he has and then he rejoices with the Lord, rejoices with others. So, but as much as possible, he's happy for the friends and family. God sees all this. If he's seeing a single parent as one person to be the mother and father to lead the children, but if he persevere in following the Lord, God sees all these things. When God sees all these things, God is good. God will surely reward him in his way, in his timing, he will surely reward. when you serve for God, if you serve God, it's not to slog for God. It is one way to control the loneliness, to overcome the loneliness for singles. So we are most miserable when we are focused on ourselves. When you focus on, so if you want to go for afternoon tea and then nobody wants to go with you, you feel very self-pity. When you think about things of the kingdom, then God will also open up doors for you. So to be honest, which one is? So if we think about it, actually singleness can be more glorious, can reveal God's glory more than being married, because if you can live out the blessedness with the joy, their life is so for married couples, when they say it's just enough to have the Lord, God is sufficient for me, people will be wondering, you know, you say God is sufficient, but it is God and a happy marriage to be sufficient? So for a single, when they say God is sufficient, and they immediately know that she means what he or she is saying. So some people may also be thinking, you know, so if I'm single, I may not be a good testimony in front of my non-believing family. So sometimes if I'm not married, I have no kids, how do I testify for the Lord for the more non-believing family? Just because I'm single, because I'm childless, the more I need to live out the satisfaction in the Lord. So then they know, so that people around us know that the satisfaction does not come from many kids, or the satisfaction does not come from being married. This is something we need to pray about. So we need to pray about this for singles. So we do not have the romantic love, but God, why do we need to be convinced by God of this? Because nobody started with a lot of faith. Nobody is just be satisfied in the Lord only. Nobody sees Jesus as the greatest joy in the beginning. We need to ask God to convince us of that. There's some beauty. Convince me that the greatest treasure is Jesus. This is what I always pray about. I need to be convinced today. Today I'll be So every day we need to be convinced by the Lord. And when you pray this prayer, God is very pleased and they will surely convince you. So there's a rewards and an extra grace from God. No one will know which one is better. Who knows whether being married or single is better? It's just when I always tell my husband, actually we don't know. Of course, we want to have a child, but we truly do not know. So we don't know. So sometimes, if the child is too good, we may be distracted, or if they are too disobedient, we do not know whether it is really best for us. So for single or married, how do we know? Some people, they don't want to be single. Many single people, how do you know you're single? There will be unexpected grace for you. So if we do not know, let God think for us. I think I have gone through a breakup. If I have a marriage, if I go through a breakup, I cannot handle this. So even if your husband, then you start to worry, what if your husband leaves you first? So God, think for me, what is the best for us? Whether single or married, so you need faith so that you can carry on. Because even if you are single or married, you need faith. Nobody knows what's going to happen tomorrow. We must know what singleness. Singleness is not a problem, and marriage is not entitlement. So it is not my entitlement, but both have God's perfect will. So we need to remember this. We have no right to ask God for a husband or a kids. But it's not a problem as well as singleness. Here. So before I need to end all this with this. So single but still looking for a partner. But if you're single and still looking for a spouse. Before the fall, it is. So they meet each other in the Lord. So the glorious marriage is between one man and one woman in the Lord. They know in their mind, but they don't really cherish this in their heart. Even if someone you're interested in is not a Christian, at least you bring them to church. Then after he's born again, then you talk about dating and marriage. So I date the person first, and then I convince him. Actually, when people do this, they enter into a lot of disappointment and a lot of struggles. So they already receive your heart. Where is there a motivation to know your gospel? So when my husband was courting me, he's not a believer. So it's according to my experience, okay. So 2 months I can. Why is it so difficult? So he's right. So they are all thinking. So 2 months I cannot win her heart. So she went to pray. So why does it take so long to pursue her? So from reading the Buddhist books, then he read about Christianity. And he also found the answers he cannot find in Buddhist books. So when I was single, I have a lot of struggle. So there's some stress. So maybe we can date first and then try to get and then share the gospel with him. But God tells me one thing. It reminds me of one thing when I was single. A woman must hide herself so deeply in God. If the man wants to find a woman, so he must. So a woman must hide himself so deeply in God so if a man needs to find the woman, he must find the God. And he has given me I'm not impulsive because of this word, and I use this time, I hide myself deeper and deeper into the Lord. So don't just settle for anybody. So if it's a very important thing, if it's unbearable to wait, I'm 26, 27, 30, I'm keep counting my years. But if you think that it's very hard to, do not get frightened by the thought of being single for the whole life. You today, if you have give me one day to live, give me, help me to enjoy my single life. So it's hard, it's easier to get through day by day. So every time I've gotten past another day. So God will surely help you day by day. Do not let the wait for marriage cure up gratitude for God's grace of salvation. To be honest, the biggest gift that God has given us is His salvation. As we wait, we need to pray. We have to ask from God with a heart which is reconciled to Him. We need to ask. We need to. Some people grumble to God. They have no faith. So you must trust that God has the best plans for you. And then as you wait, so the person will not come from the sky. As we wait, we need to strive to be a brother or sister who is blessed and spiritual and holy and a godly believer. So when you do this, you will not lose out. So sometimes you are lost if you become to be holy, because so even if even if there's no partner coming for you, you become a better person still. So if you want a very spiritual person, so if you want a spiritual partner, would the person be interested in someone who is not spiritual? So I must be someone to be worthy of this spiritual person. So we need to pray such that we are more holy. So, and we fix our eyes on the internal kingdom. Actually, in the end, besides the, so there are many illnesses, separation, hardship, all these things we do not want. But we need to know that God used all these different problems to teach us the same lesson. This is not our eternal home. This is not inheritance. But we need to fix our eyes. What we need to look forward to. So we must hold on to God's promises. So the last thing I need to tell the singers, you will not be, because so God will bring us back to the heavenly kingdom and enjoy eternal bliss. So we need to be close to God. And I know that the problems with singleness can be complicated. I hope the Word of God can give us answers. So Lord, we thank You. You care for everyone, including the singles one. And because You are with us, we are not alone. We are not lonely. So fill us the Spirit. so that in this we can see the glory and your faithfulness, and we have joy. We thank you for your word and use your word to convict us, and continue to work in our hearts. We pray all this in Jesus' name.